However, as I mentioned in the piece that just went by, there's a lot of theater opening, three different theatrical openings this week, including at Stage Left, the play Sylvia, an A.R. Gurney play, and it's directed by Chris Taylor. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's bring you in here. Let's before we even jump, talk about the play, talk about A.R. Gurney and his place in theater. What's the deal with A.R. Gurney? For me, it's just a name I know who's written some plays.
He's written several plays, and they're so poignant. They're so touching. They have this incredible ability to, when you read the play, you empathize with every person's perspective. There's never a clear-cut antagonistic. There's an antagonistic force, but never a clear-cut antagonistic player. And I think that just bodes well for A.R. Gurney and his abilities, and that whenever there's a conflict or drama in real life, there's two sides to it, and maybe one side is maybe in the wrong or in the right, you know, in any type of confrontation. But every side has a point of view that needs to be addressed, and A.R. Gurney does such a great job of giving you everyone's perspective so that you can, as the audience member, you can pick and choose who you feel is in the right or wrong, but you get it from everyone's point of view. Such is the case with Sylvia. On its initial impression, you have a man who brings a dog home and the wife goes crazy and the wife is mean and we don't empathize with the wife at all. That's your initial impression. But then as you read the play, you start to go, oh, no, I totally understand why the wife who just bought this brand new couch and is now moving into a new phase in her life would not like to have a hair-shedding dog in a one-bedroom apartment. Like, so you get it from everyone's perspective, and I just think that's a great testament to his playwriting.
And then the trick here is animals are a little unruly to manage on stage, and so an actor was cast as the dog, and in this case it's Jenny Oliver as the person for whom the play is named, Sylvia. Good morning, Jenny.
Good
Jenny
morning.
Oliver, Sylvia the dog.
Yes, and, indeed.
So what's it like being the persona of the dog as you, an actor, to deliver those lines?
It's a lot of fun. I love the physical comedy of it, and I love the idea of having to kind of blend human traits and characteristics along with, you know, subtle dog characteristics and traits. I think it's a big challenge, but I enjoy Sylvia. She's a lot of fun, and she's, as mentioned in the play, she is kind of mysterious. There's not a lot that we know about Sylvia. We know that she may be part lab, she may be part poodle, she may not be either of those things. We don't really know. So I think I like the ambiguity of that and just trying to dive in and have fun.
In the writing of it, was Gurney clever enough, sophisticated enough, that he could make the dog as a character delivering words in English seem plausible and realistic?
Yeah. I think so. I think from immediately when you see Sylvia, you kind of just accept it. I don't think it's something that the audience has a hard time accepting, because he just does it so, I don't know, cleverly. Mm-hmm. He's just got a great way, as Chris mentioned, of bringing that stuff to life.
There was a really popular novel about 4 years ago, The Art of Racing in the Rain, that was told by a dog.
Yes.
And we had it on the radio here just a couple of months ago. So you've encountered that. Is it somewhat similar in that plausibility thing, that it just makes sense that a dog would think and observe these things?
Oh, definitely. And I've actually read that book. I really am a big fan of that book. And I remember reading it and actually thinking of the play Sylvia. It's just something I think you kind of understand that dogs, you know, dogs think, they have their own language, they're sentient beings, and they, you know, they have their own personalities. So I think it's really entertaining, because I know I wonder what it would be like to have a conversation with a dog. What does a dog think? Mm-hmm. What would they say if they could use, you know, words? So I think that's what's fun about it, too.
And so in this play, and in the play Sylvia, I presume that you are making plenty of observations about this warring couple.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Just kind of observing, sometimes inserting herself into into the mix, and then trying to, you know, kind of rein it in a little bit.
As in maybe either to antagonize the wife or make up to her or all of the above?
Oh, definitely. I think it's a mix of all of that. I think Sylvia has her moments where she just wants to play with Kate. She just wants to make friends. She wants to get to know her and be comfortable. And then there are other times where she's a little more unruly and challenges her and knows where to push Kate's buttons. Mm.
Jenny Oliver as Sylvia the dog. So for you, Chris, does it make directing this any different than directing any other play?
It really doesn't when you get into the process, because it still involves tactics and objectives and choices, and you approach that regardless of whether the human being is playing a human or whether the human being is playing a dog or whether the human being is playing some type of force, like in some classical plays where there are otherworldly characters, the witches in the Scottish play, for example, and things like that. So you still go about the process of, you know, if I was this character and if I were in this situation, what would I do? What is being presented to me? How do I respond to that? How do I instinctively react to that? How do I keep everything organic and fresh? So the process still remains the same.
Now, stage left, by their constitution or their habits or their practice, work on doing plays that have a message, that are socially relevant, et cetera, et cetera. How does this fit into that objective?
I think when it comes to animals, animal neglect, mistreatment, abuse, I think it's something that we're all very passionate about. And I think if we wanted to, we would want to make more time to make that a higher priority in our lives, being able to donate more money to humane societies so that the cats can get out of the cell block and live in nice little habitats and things like that. And if we had unlimited time and resources, we would adopt as many pets as we possibly could, give them good homes, keep them hydrated specifically in the summer. So if nothing else, if this play even just raises awareness about neglect and abuse and mistreatment, and also the proceeds of the show will go towards the Humane Society so that they can help raise awareness. If we can do those things, I think we're doing a great social justice for the city.
Mm-hmm. And Jenny, as you play the dog, number one, are you on 2 feet or are you on all fours most of the time?
Sometimes I'm on 2 feet. Sometimes I'm on all fours. I'm on my knees a lot, so I have a good solid pair of knee pads that I use. Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the dog is relative to the people. You're at about knee level on the on the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then what about your voice?
It's pretty much the same. It's probably more of a happier, more enthusiastic, energized version of how I talk.
Do you have a few dog words to say to us?
I don't know if I have dog words, but I have people words. Yeah. She says something like, "Oh, can I sit on the couch? I love the couch. Greg, I think you're God if you want to know. But I think you're God and I want to sit near you."
Gee whiz, I've had my dog say that to me all quite often.
Mm-hmm.
we know that line.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Now, there are other, it centers around the dog and the couple. Are there any other characters that are part of keeping the story going?
Yes, we have a character named Tom who is a dog owner himself. He's been a dog owner a lot longer and is, in his opinion, very wise and very learned in how dogs can affect human beings' behavior. So when Greg brings Sylvia to the park for the first time, he also meets Tom for the first time. And Tom is very quick to impart knowledge of, be very careful that you don't get lost in it. Always keep in mind that your dog is just an animal and not a human being, and you'll be okay. And of course, Greg falls into the opposite trap from time to time. We have a character named Phyllis, who is a good friend of Kate's, very new money, very rich, not a fan of dogs either. So when you see Sylvia come in and meet Phyllis for the first time, there are a lot of fun dogisms that happen in that moment. What happens when we bring strangers into our home and we let the dogs loose and the dogs start jumping up on us and things like that. And then towards the end of Act Two, it gets to be so much that we need to bring in a psychiatrist for poor Greg. He's just kind of getting lost in this world of Sylvia. So we bring in a psychiatrist to try to help him out. So we have a few characters along the way to help keep the story going.
Yeah, a regular two-act play, as most plays are.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And stage left, which is on... I always have to think through. It's on 3rd Avenue, mm-hmm. about 2 blocks west of Division on the north side of 3rd Avenue. They have a nice little little marquee there, and that opens this Friday, and it's Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2, and it's, I think, through the month, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Through the month, till the 30th of Sylvia, the play at Stage Left. Well, have a wonderful time, Jenny, with your 3 weeks as a dog.
Thank you.
Yeah, and for all of you, the run at Stage Left. Let's spend just a moment, because Stage Left is really growing, and they've announced a fairly aggressive season for next year, and really taking the play seriously, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Has either of you been involved with them before, Jenny?
I have. Yes, I've done a few projects with them for the last few years. I've done some of their play festivals, and most recently did Piece of My Heart with them in the fall, and then Laramie Project last summer in June.
Okay, yeah, and then they have an entire season that they're opening this fall.
Yes,
that's great. That's Stage Left Theater. Thank you very much, Jenny Oliver, for coming in, and Chris Taylor.
Thank you.
Thank you.